Thank you, John, for getting in touch with our show. I believe a first-time texter, at least according to this new app. He said, we asked the question, well, what's the food that you could not stand as a kid?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's still the case, but for me, a lot of us changed. Like I said, Brussels sprouts, pretty good now. But you can't stand it anymore. Well, John said the food he couldn't stand as a kid, can't stand it now, deer meat. Venison. So, from what I've been told, it's a particular taste.
Okay.
So he said that, and also Quint chimed in. He said for him as a kid, parsnips. You might like to think, although
aren't those like potato-y kind of?
Yeah, they're a root. But he says he might like them now, although he doesn't have a desire to try. So parsnips and venison serving a meal for two.
I wonder if their parents made them sit there till they finally took a bite.
Well, could have been. That's usually the trauma that comes with it.
Exactly.
I will never touch parsnips again.
I just sit at that table for hours.
Cream corn, still not my favorite, ironically. It's the number 888-922-7234 to get in touch and text anything that we are talking about. And we thank you for your replies. Here is some news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, a newly developed low-cost liquid may someday end tooth decay for kids. Researchers from New York University's College of Dentistry discovered that silver diamine fluoride, called SDF, is an affordable cavity-fighting liquid. It matches the effectiveness of traditional dental sealants. It's painted onto the teeth where it kills decay-causing bacteria and helps remineralize the teeth.
Mm.
Now, this says it's for kids, but wouldn't you want to put this on secondary, on grown-up teeth, too?
I would think, but perhaps to, prevent any. But this is what our kids' dentist told us about just no more than a week ago.
This stuff?
I believe a form of it, because she said it's something we paint on the teeth, and it prevents decay, and it's,
Well, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Until 30 years in the future. Can you believe we used to use SDF on children's teeth? I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm just like, wouldn't it be ironic?
So Whole Foods has made its name with those big supermarkets.
Yeah.
And the cost is a little,
Whole paycheck,
yeah,
it's often
that's
called.
Kind of, exactly. Mm-hmm. But now the chain says, how about something new? How about like convenience store-sized shops?
Okay.
They're going to call them Whole Foods Market Daily Shops.
With a convenience store price? Little less?
Well, that's what I don't know, because the pilot location is going to be in Manhattan. Well, rent in Manhattan is not cheap, don't know.
No.
They're going to be about 7,000 square feet as opposed to like a 40,000 square foot typical market.
Okay.
The shops will most likely be self-checkout and will focus on high-end gourmet and pre-made heat-and-eat meals. So that once you stick that word gourmet in there, I'm thinking I may not be able to go there.
A little pricey.
Exactly. So fans of the iconic mockumentary This Is Spinal Tap have some good news.
Oh, boy.
The long-awaited sequel has started filming, directed by Rob Reiner and featuring the original cast members Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, and Harry Shearer, and a lot of star-studded cameos like Elton John and Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood, Questlove, and Paul McCartney, just to name a few.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Welcome in, everybody. Here it is. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of March, 2024. It's day 73 of this year. There are 293 days left in the leap year. Who has birthdays? Well, right at the very top, when you talk about legendary music writers, his name would be up there.
Bernie Taupin?
No, although that's another one. But Mike Stoller, as in Stoller and Lieber, who wrote a lot of Elvis's hits.
Oh.
Jailhouse Rock, Treat Me Nice, Love Me Tender, Loving You. Also wrote for The Drifters, Jay and the Americans, Shangri-La's, Dixie Cups.
Wow, that's
Coasters,
a lot of people.
Yeah, he's now 91.
Happy birthday.
Another great songwriter and performer, Neil Sedaka, is now 85 years old. Maria Rosario Martinez Molina Baiza is having a birthday, but we only know her as Charo.
Yeah, I thought she had more names because I remember her giving her real name at one point, and it was a lot of names.
But if you watched any television show in the 70s, she was on it, and the 80s, Love Boat and everything else.
Oh, yeah.
She's now 83 years
old. Happy birthday.
William H. Macy is 74. Dana Delaney is 68. Adam Clayton of U2 is 64. Common is 52. Lee Allen Baker is 52 as well. Emil Hirsch, 39. George McKay is 32. Skier Michaela Schifrin is 29, and rapper Jack Harlow is 26. It happened on this date in history in 1639. Harvard was named for clergyman John Harvard. In 1961, boy, has this guy been in the news recently. In 1961, Mattel introduced the Ken doll.
Oh, ho, ho.
And he was singing on the Oscars the other night.
He's having his moment in the sun right now.
He is. He's just Ken, after all. Boy, this will make you feel a certain something. In 1987, Bryan Adams' Heat of the Night was the first commercially released cassette single.
The
Kasingle in the U.S.
Did you have that Kasingle?
I think I did. I still have a box of my Kasingles.
I don't think I ever bought a Kasingle in my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just bought the whole thing.
No, you didn't. Oh, please. You don't want to spend the whole $12.99 for the. You could get just the one song for $3.99 or whatever it was. Yeah, and where's the Kasingle now?
Yeah, right?
Exactly. Where's the record scratch, the tape rewind?
The CD?
Where's any of
nothing.
It?
Nothing. It's Nowhere. Gone.
In 2002, on Fox's Celebrity Boxing, Tonya Harding beat Paula Jones, Danny Bonaducci whipped Barry Williams, and Todd Bridges defeated Vanilla Ice.
Wow.
In 2012, Encyclopedia Britannica announced that it would no longer publish printed versions of its encyclopedia. Because now, anybody can just contribute to the encyclopedia.
Well, now there's Wikipedia.
What do you think that term means, or where do you think? What's your opinion on that?
Because all the information lives in the cloud anyway. Why print it?
Right. Special events for today, Donald Duck Day. Earmuff Day, Ken Day is today.
Oh.
Chicken Noodle Soup Day, Ginger Ale Day, No Smoking Day, should be every single day. Riesling Day, Jewel Day, The Gem or The Singer? Which one? It didn't say.
Maybe both.
I think perhaps both. Registered Dietitian and Nutritionist Day, Canine Veterans Day, Good Samaritan Day, and Open an Umbrella Indoors Day.
Ooh.
They say it's bad luck, but I say, no, it's not. You've got a birthday and a special event, and a couple of listeners got in touch with us. We're going to get to theirs at the end of this week, but you can let us know when your birthday is. 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. This may be perhaps a divisive topic, which normally we don't do ever.
Oh, we don't go near them. What could ever. Possibly be?
I don't know. I was just pondering and musing this because I was just hanging out with some of my fellow friends. And it was an early morning gathering, and there was a box of donuts.
Oh.
And I was pondering going, you know, I could have one, but I just don't want the fat and the sugar and the...
But are you like me that if you finally have one, you have like 17?
No. Oh, no. And that's just, I know enough to go, yeah, they're good, but I just don't want to have to...
Well, I know enough, but I can't stop it.
Well, exactly. So that says so much to who Ashley Page is. But I just thought, you know, donuts... They're okay, but I just don't love donuts.
Really?
I just don't crave them. I never think of getting them.
Well, what about when they kind of changed? Remember that guy from Paris and he made the cronut?
Yeah, the croissant donut.
Right. And people were like, oh!
The flaky multi.
And then he made the cruffin.
Yeah.
And that was like a whole big thing.
Well, I don't know. I loved baked goods. But I just don't love them enough to crave them and want them all the time.
Oh, my word. And then now he's got something. It's called the crookie.
Now the croissant cookie?
Yes. It's a croissant cookie. It's a chocolate chip cookie and a croissant. And I've had the croissant with the chocolate in it, but this will be like big pieces and...
Okay.
Oh, that sounds so good.
So it's just like the flaky, multi-layered phyllo dough kind of thing? Is that what it is?
Okay, so it looks like a croissant, but it's all... It's kind of crunchy, and then it's got the big chocolate chips around it, and then on the inside, it's almost like there's cookie dough filling that doesn't quite bake all the way. I mean, come on. You never ate raw cookie dough?
Oh, sure I did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it looks so good.
I know it's not good to eat raw cookie dough, so I don't eat raw cookie dough.
This looks like it's partially cooked. I'm just saying, if I saw this in the store, I would absolutely try it. I'd probably knock your mom over to get
I'm sure
this.
You would. You'd knock anybody over for that.
I know. But that's
the thing. I was just musing about the donut going, I just don't love them enough to crave them all the time.
But this is more croissant.
And cookie.
And so do you, I mean, you like a nice croissant.
If it were a salty, crunchy chip, then I'd think differently.
If it was a Dorito-flavored croissant.
Right. Now we're talking.
Ashley and Brad.
Oh, we're getting close. We're getting very close here on the Ashley and Brad Show, approaching a year on the 20th, which will be next week.
It's a milestone. That's a big deal.
That we've been doing these brand new words of the day for you. That's a week from today. But we are dangerously close, and we are giving you these new words each and every day. If you've missed them, then by all means, go to our website. You'll see the list. The link is at the top of our website, Ashley Brad Radio, Word of the Day. You'll click it and find all of these words that we have introduced. Pervicacity, lugubrious, campanology, eigengrowl, piquant. I mean, on and on and on and on they go. But today's word, we'd love for you to try and spell.
Okay.
First, is a noun. It is from Latin 15th century. Mm-hmm. It is longanimity. Longanimity.
Longanimity.
Longanimity.
D or ni?
Well, exactly.
Well.
I'm overpronouncing and saying longanimity to help you out.
Oh, D?
But she said longanimity.
Longanimity.
D. So I'm trying to, anyway, you try and spell that. Longanimity.
You're saying T.
Okay, but you figure it out. Let's hear.
Okay. Is there silent Y and I don't know. L-O-N-G.
Uh-huh.
Am I right so far?
So far.
A.
Yeah.
How do you spell nimity?
Okay.
N-Y-M-I-T-E.
Oh!
N-I-M-I-T-E.
You are
just a bit outside.
L-O-N-G-A-N-I-M-I-T-Y.
T-Y.
Longanimity is what I was saying, but she's pronouncing longanimity.
Longanimity.
Yeah. It just means patience or tolerance in the face of adversity.
Oh.
Long suffering, forbearance. Longanimity can be as important a trait as creativity in a kindergarten teacher.
Yes. That's great.
I can't imagine doing the same job day after day, but she kept at it with longanimity. If only I knew what that was like. It's based on the Latin word longanimitas, which means patient or forbearing.
Okay.
Television loves characters that embody longanimity. They've mentioned Ted Lasso as someone
that's
who's longanimitous. Unflappable Jerry Gergich on Parks and Rec is another one.
Mm-hmm.
Ned Flanders on The Simpsons. So long-suffering, forbearing is the word for today.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks, Katie, for getting in touch with our show, as you often do, at 888-922-7234. I used to love coupons. $75 savings was her best week.
Wow, that's...
that's pretty good.
Great.
But I don't use the online ones because, like you say, they're not user-friendly, especially to someone as tech-challenged as her, she says.
Well, it looks like because enough people are complaining about that, that they're looking into just doing one barcode.
Right.
So you just scan it and go.
Exactly.
Or a QR code, something
that is easier. It is a bridge too far. Do I really want 2-for-1 avocados, or am I just going to pay the price instead of having to log in, scan the code, get the QR, and then... nah, anyway. Thanks, Katie, is what I'm saying. 888-922-7234 is how you get in touch with us.
Andy Rooney.
And another thing. Oh, I've got plenty to say.
I bet you do.
Do I have a minute? Because I've got a microphone, and I'll go more. Anyway, let's get to news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, children with a lazy eye are more likely to become adults facing an array of serious health problems, according to a new study. Kids diagnosed with amblyopia are more likely to develop high blood pressure, obesity, and diabetes as adults, according to this research. They also face an increased risk of heart attacks in adulthood. A professor of ophthalmic epidemiology at the University College London said the new study does not prove that a lazy eye directly causes these health problems later in life. It's just something that they're noticing. Right?
Yeah. Interesting.
So we love food delivery, especially here in America.
Yeah.
Nearly everyone orders food delivery in the U.S. at least once a month.
Once a month?
Once a month. Getting something delivered. A pizza, something.
I don't know if we're that frequent.
So additionally, 50% of adults consider takeout and delivery essential now. Because with COVID, people had to learn how to deliver and we got used to it.
But we're past that.
60% of adults say if a place doesn't offer delivery, you probably aren't going to get it.
Wow.
I know. Al Pacino has a memoir coming out. Okay. Can you guess the name of it?
It's called...
Hoo-ah!
That's my guess. Hoo-ah!
It's called Sunny Boy. Because I don't know how you spell hoo-ah. But
H-O-O-A-H is what they've been spelling it
okay.
as. But.
Well, the Penguin Press book is going to tell stories from his legendary performances in The Godfather to his tumultuous personal relationships. The memoir will be published in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook formats with Pacino narrating audiobook. It comes out October 8th, but it's available now for pre-order.
Okay, if I may. Wax a little Godfather poetic. That's a very confusing title if you're a Godfather fan.
Why?
Because he portrayed Michael, not Sonny. Sonny was James Caan. Sonny Corleone was played by James Caan.
Would have been a better name?
I think so.
Huh.
Right. I mean, or if you want to stay with the Godfather theme, I kept trying to get out. They kept pulling me back in. Would it be a Michael quote from Godfather 3?
Well, you take it up with him.
Okay.
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Gentle reminder here on March 13th. It's almost the Ides of March, which means a month hence, April 15th, it's tax deadline time.
Oh, yeah.
I have been tasked by my CPA to be finished by the end of this month with everything, which I'm
well,
in
you'd
the process.
Hope so. That puts pressure on them.
Okay, if he's listening, I don't know. But I make it very easy for him. I do the spreadsheet. I collate all the totals. And
so he just has to plug it in and go.
He plugs in numbers. But still, it's one of those things where, like, whatever the cost is, it's worth it to me.
I agree with that. I would never be able to.
Even though I'm still doing the work, I still want someone else to go, I'm responsible for filling in the numbers.
But do you understand the terminology? And I understand the tax codes change every year, which is, way beyond most people's,
all the time.
But basic tax terms. Do you think you understand what they mean?
Okay, here we go. Now, I had another tax preparer years ago. I said, explain to me, as if I was five, the Earned Income Credit, the EIC.
Uh-huh.
And she says, okay, it's just the basic amount you get if you don't make the certain. I was like, okay. Every year, though, I'm still like, what is the Earned Income Credit again? There's so much about taxes in the code. I'm just like, I don't know.
Well, they said one in five Americans cannot define common tax terms.
Oh, well, let's hear them.
And I'm like, I'm definitely in that camp. And I think that number's way higher.
Okay, let's hear them.
So adjusted gross income.
Okay, so that's
what's your AGI?
Right, that's the number after you take out the expenses and everything else.
It's income minus certain deductions, though. So I'm like, well, which ones are the certain ones?
Well, that's up for the CPA to figure out.
Okay, because I'm like, well, that's filing status.
Are you married filing jointly? Are you married as an individual? Are you the head of house? Are you an individual? That kind of thing.
Right. That's four of them.
Okay.
And then there's a fifth one. There's
I don't know. I forget which.
Single head of household. You said that.
Oh, okay.
A single head of household, married file separately, married file jointly, and qualifying widow or widower.
Okay.
Okay. All and right. then there's a cryptocurrency tax rate.
Oh, come on
so
now.
There has to be. Look,
it was already voodoo to begin with, and now you're going to throw in cryptocurrency?
Now it's voodoo.gov is what that is.
Wow.
And they said it's similar to like a capital gains, and a lot of people don't know capital gains versus capital loss.
A lot of people can't explain cryptocurrency.
Another reason
but
to
the
get
government's like, we'll take a piece of that.
An accountant. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
So do you guys know common tax terms and what they mean?
Come on, CPAs in the audience, let us know.
I hope they know.
888-9 EB Radio.
Ashley and Brad.
There are, he said, with some great conceit here at the beginning of the Ashley Brad Show, there were some good things that came out of the past 4 years, 3 years.
Like?
I know that food delivery everyone loves now, which I'm still just like, I prefer to go and get it.
Because I can stay home
there.
and get stuff done, chores around the house.
My wife and I just made comment about that, is that we were out having a coffee, just having a little lunch date, and nobody was out. I mean, just nobody on the weekend. And she's like, look at this. Everybody's inside. And it was a fairly nice day. And we're just like, it was a great, nobody goes outside anymore.
Well.
But we're like, okay, fine. We'll buck the trend. We want to get out of the house.
We've gotten used to people bringing us stuff.
All right. Not me. Anyway, One of the things that I said at the beginning that I do like is that the option to have a telehealth appointment with your doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically if it's obviously not something you have to go in for.
If it's life-threatening, obviously you're going to go in. But if you're like, what is this?
Right.
You know, I just want to show them a picture.
Doc, I want to have ask you a question, whatever.
Right.
Now, to me, that should be, I'm not going to say free, but it should be a reduced deductible.
How so? Because you're still visiting the doctor.
It's actually the doctor, not a PA. But look, they're already fast enough seeing patients. You get a few minutes here and there.
Okay.
It's almost quicker on telehealth, too.
And I agree, but I think there should still be some kind of a copay them.
But a reduced one is what I'm saying.
But it's interesting because I'm in this portal with my doctors. I'm sure a lot of people have these where you can just email a quick question or whatever, and then they'll just email you back.
Right.
And I think some people may be taking advantage of that because there are a growing number of physicians now that say, listen, if you want to do this email exchange, we're going to have to charge you. I don't mind, you know, if someone is emailing them constantly every day about something, it's like, okay, maybe you get like a couple a month for free.
Well, okay. But that's the other thing that doctors have started to do is do that whole concierge fee. You pay a flat fee and that covers you for the month. And you can.
Oh, really?
But.
And then you have carte blanche to their.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's a little more pricier than what insurance pays for.
Okay.
But it's an option for those that can.
So I don't, because I don't mind emailing. And even if I hear back from his PA or from my other doctor, from her assistant, that's fine with me. As long as I'm getting a response, it doesn't have to be from the doctor itself, but I would not want to pay $40 every single exchange.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, it could be a little reduced. I don't know. Anyway.
So what do you guys think? Should we pay these copays for the Zoom telehealth appointments? Should we be being charged for emails back and forth?
See, I already put the challenge out for the CPAs in the audience. Let's hear from the doctors.
Let's hear from the doctors.
Let's hear from all of you who are the MDs in our audience at 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad radio program. We know when I speak like this, it can only mean one game.
It's the Mind Trap.
It's time for Mind Trap. That's right. On each one of these cards is a riddle, a puzzle, a mystery, a conundrum. Something for you to try and solve. I've got three, and I have a feeling you'll probably get through all three, but let's see.
Every time you say that, you jinx me, and then I get stuck on the first one.
Well, I know. What do you want, A, B, or C?
I'll start with, let's go backwards. We'll do C, B, A.
All right, C. C is, what is one thing that all wise men, regardless of their religion or politics, can agree is between heaven and earth?
The atmosphere? Something to do with air?
No.
Is it something philosophical?
No.
Is it something tangible?
No.
The sun? I don't know.
No.
What am I not thinking? Which way am I thinking? Send me down the path.
You're literally thinking too literal.
Oh.
but you should be thinking more grammatical.
Oh, so something between H... Oh, so it's the spelling of the words?
No, not the spelling. All wise men, regardless of religion and politics, can agree on this between heaven and earth. And there's your hint, the last phrase. What is between
heaven
and the word and? Exactly correct. Next one. D. Scepter, the famous mind reader, said his job description can be summed up using just three letters of the alphabet. What are they?
A famous mind reader?
Yeah.
And only using three letters? ESP.
Is correct. Yep. One more. Mr. and Mrs. Clatter have five children.
Okay.
Half of them are boys. How is this possible? And I don't know. The question is...
Huh.
It's...
How is that even... No.
Well...
Okay.
The answer they give is like, huh? Okay.
Okay. So it's something weird that I'm not thinking of.
Kind of, but half are boys... How is this possible out of five children?
Are they all human children?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So it's not like one of them's a dog.
No.
Give me a hint.
Well, the hints would give the exact answer away.
It would?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead and do it anyway.
Yeah. The answer is the other half are also boys.
What?
Exactly. So I'm like, Well, then that's not half. I mean,
right.
It's still...
If they're all boys, then...
Right. One half, I don't know.
That was
weird. That's what I'm saying.
I think we throw that one out of the deck.
Just, right. Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
You, the listener, have become such a part of this show that, you know, we've been trying to find you guys a name so
far. I know.
Friends of a Ashley and Brad, Fabs.
Okay. We're working on it.
The AB devotees.
The Inanimates.
ABCs, the Anominates.
Anominates, yeah, that's the one.
There was a few suggestions, and we haven't quite landed on one
yet. Yeah, not yet.
But
still working.
You're so a part of the fabric of the show that we get concerned when we don't hear from you.
Because some listeners are like clockwork.
Yeah.
We'll wake up to... I mean, we'll come into the studio and there'll be emails or messages or whatever. And then when you don't hear for a day or a week or a month, you're like,
are they okay? Is everything all right?
Got to do a wellness check.
Like Caller X. Caller Amps, one of the first people to start getting in touch with us.
Right.
We've not heard from Caller X in a great while.
Yeah. And then every blue moon we'll hear and it's like, okay, he's all right.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's like we need to have an A and B welfare check.
That's right. Your family is what we're saying. We care for our listeners so much that we'd love to hear from you. And thanks for doing so. 888-922-7234. Is everything okay? We're just checking up.
Has anybody heard from Francis, by
the
way?
Where is Francis? I don't know. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, a newly developed low-cost liquid may someday end tooth decay for kids. Researchers from New York University's College of Dentistry discovered that silver diamine fluoride, also known as SDF, is an affordable cavity-fighting liquid. It matches the effectiveness of traditional dental sealants that are a little bit more costly. It's painted onto the teeth where it kills decay-causing bacteria and helps remineralize the teeth. Now, this is, they're saying, just in children, so it's their first teeth. I don't know if there's going to be one for, adult teeth, but that's pretty cool. So Whole Foods has made a name for its big supermarkets, but now the chain is trying something new. Convenience store-sized shops called Whole Foods Market Daily Shops. They're going to have a pilot location in Manhattan that's going to open sometime later this year, and instead of being the big 40,000 square foot typical store, just 7,000 square feet.
Oh.
It's going to be mostly self-checkout and will focus on high-end gourmet foods like pre-made heat and eat meals. So when I hear the name gourmet, I'm thinking, I'm not getting convenience store prices.
So smaller footprint, still the same price.
That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know.
All right.
So the CW and Roku channel announced the production of Good Cop, Bad Cop. The series is going to star Leighton Meester and Luke Cook, who play sibling detectives in the Pacific Northwest. But they're not going to be filming it there. Instead, they're going to film the 8 episodes in Queensland, Australia. No word yet on a release date.
How about that?
And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Let's talk about your workplace here on the Ashley and Brad Show. Perhaps some of you have longanimity, which was today's word of the day. Long-suffering, patience, forbearance for maybe the job that you've been in for quite some time. But at some point, you may have to ask yourself, is this the best my job's going to be? Is this, have I reached a plateau?
That's okay.
Have I peaked? Have I crowned? As a matter of fact. But you could ask yourself these questions to find out.
Every career, every job, everything is going to have their peaks and valleys. They're going to have lulls. But is that lull a plateau definition where you're like, okay,
this is as good as it gets?
Maybe. And if you're okay with that, that's fine.
All right. Are you going to break through that glass ceiling?
Well, here's the thing. Have you hit the limit of what you can learn?
At this job?
Well, what do you think? Why say no?
No.
Because absolutely
I can learn.
Not.
No, we can learn new things every day.
I absolutely agree with that.
No.
So no
the
on
methodology,
that.
Methodology may be very familiar, but no, we could still learn.
You can't stop thinking about quitting when you come in every day. Or you're like,
again. I don't personally think that for me.
I'm hoping not for you.
No.
You've stopped caring about your work.
No.
I have kind of the opposite. I do stuff when I'm not on the air. I'm like, that'd make a great topic.
Right.
So my mind is always thinking about other things.
This, in some small way, this is respite from real life, to be honest. Because a lot of the other things outside this radio studio have a lot more pressing and weighing issues.
Right.
This is not one of them.
But a lot of jobs can't goof and joke like we can. So we're definitely blessed in that.
Who can sit and play with sound effects like we can? Nobody.
They might be able to, but it could be their last day on the job.
Exactly.
And then finally, your boss's words and actions about your career don't align. So you're here and you're great, okay. But then there's nothing to...
No remuneration for your efforts?
Nothing for that. You're not getting promotions. You're not getting, you know, the other things that go along with it.
Yeah.
So
you guys are doing a great job on the show. Sounds awesome. But you're not going to see a little something for the effort.
So would you stay at a job if you guys hit a job plateau? 888-922-7234.
Ashley and Brad.
It's Ashley and Brad on the radio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. If you missed anything we talk about, well, that's why the podcast is there.
Right.
Once upon a time, if it was said on radio, boom, off it went, and you never heard it again.
Right.
Lost into the ether.
Not anymore.
Not the case. These words are recorded and kept for posterity's sake in
for
a podcast.
For years, by the way.
For years.
Years.
So this would be a good example. So we just talked about in the last break about things at the workplace. If you're still learning something, then they say that's a valuable thing to hold on to. And who doesn't like to learn new things? Here's a good example. There's any number of new ways to learn things these days.
Yeah.
Most of it online.
Right.
To learn a new skill, a new trade, a new hobby, a new something.
My Aunt Anita is all about learning. She's been coding for the government for 50 years, I'd say.
Wow.
She has, I don't know how many master's degrees. She's always about learning, learning, which is awesome. But then you think, gosh, do I have time? But if you can learn online, then you can kind of maybe do it on your own. And there are several colleges and universities that offer online class. Now, you're going to, you know, get a Harvard degree online and be able to walk.
But I have a friend who took Harvard classes.
You're getting Harvard level class. Same thing with MIT.
Yeah.
They're offering a bunch of classes. Again, it's not like you're a graduate of MIT, but you're able to take.
But you're still
learning.
Yeah.
Although some of these classes,
quantum mechanics, anything along those lines, that kind of.
What do you mean anything along those lines? They're all along those lines. I mean, it's stuff like introduction to computer science programming using Python.
Okay. Important. Language,
mathematic methods for quantitative finance.
Okay.
Wow. Circuits and electronics, there are several different applications for that one.
You
can do one, two, or three on that.
Wow.
Cell biology, derivative markets.
These are all free?
They're free.
Wow.
So now that you know that these kinds of things exist, is there something where you're like, you know, because you love computer stuff.
I love learning all this stuff.
You could check into some of this stuff yourself.
All right.
Ashley and Brad.
Well, I think it was just a couple of days ago here on the Ashley and Brad Show, maybe Monday, maybe Friday, that I said, sometimes when in doubt, sometimes as a single person, sometimes as not.
Mm-hmm.
Cereal is a complete meal any time of the day.
I agree.
Okay. Cereal is a bedrock of the American diet.
For
maybe not 100%. Always the best for you, but
listen, as
it's
a single
bedrock.
Person, I've been known to have a bowl of cereal for dinner.
All right, so let's test your knowledge and trivia of great cereal slogans.
Cereal slogans.
From Once Upon a Time. I'm not even going to give you Snap, Crackle, Pop because that would, of course, be the two easiest ones.
Okay.
But along those lines.
Rice Krispies, by the way.
Of course. And I'm not going to give you They're Great because that's the other
easy
one. But think in terms of those lines.
Okay.
All right. For example, and I even said this one not too long ago, follow my nose. It always knows.
Yes, you did, and that's why. So it's the toucan from Fruit Loops.
Exactly. Toucan Sam, Fruit Loops. And some of these have the name of the cereal in it, so I'm trying not to do those.
Oh, so just leave a blank.
Yeah. Okay, the Breakfast of Champions.
Wheaties.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey. That was, boy, was that a
what
popular
did he
one.
Like?
Oh,
that
come
wasn't
on.
That wasn't Cocoa Krispies. That was
no.
Mikey
won't eat it. He doesn't like anything.
Life cereal.
Hey, Mikey, exactly. Life cereal. They're magically delicious.
Lucky Charms.
And
by the way, you can buy a whole big thing of those dehydrated marshmallows online. I got a bag of them.
I'm sure you did.
Really good.
I'm sure you did.
I mean, because it's gonna be St. Patrick's Day.
Okay. Silly rabbit.
Tricks are for kids.
Exactly. I'm cuckoo.
For Cocoa Puffs.
Exactly.
Okay, there's your Cocoa Puffs.
Uh-huh. This one, I definitely remember the slogan. I can't say a word of it because it's all about the title, but...
What?
Yeah, I remember
the... I don't know that.
A is for Apple, J is for Jax. Cinnamon toasty.
Well, I know that.
Applejacks.
That humming didn't sound. Oh, that did yeah, not that, sound at all. Was okay. that exactly right?
Yeah. A is for apple. J is for Jack. Cinnamon toasty. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
That was everywhere. Two scoops of raisins. Two scoops of raisins.
Raisin bran.
Is Kellogg's raisin bran. Big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, no, no. Boy, this was an iconic cereal growing up.
Wait, it's not big or it is big?
I'm humming the title of the cereal. Uh-huh. Big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, no, no. Got a big, big taste. A big, big crunch for a big, big bite. Come on, this was... Big,
Corn Pops?
No. Uh-uh.
Something, it's a big cereal?
They had a hideout. Come to the hideout. If I'm not mistaken, this was one of the cereals that had the Jackson 5 on the back of it that you could cut out and play. I think, but yeah. But the slogan alone, and I hope people are yelling it at the speakers right now.
Shredded wheat?
No. Honeycomb. Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small.
No, no, no. Yeah, honeycomb's got a big, big bite. Big, big taste. Come on.
I don't remember that at all.
Okay.
Ashley and Brad.
Quint hit us up two times within the course of a show. Science experiments. He had a great time in high school. He still has all of his fingers and all of his toes. He did lose some facial hair a time or two, but everything's okay.
Okay, good.
That's what those pipettes and Bunsen burners were for.
Oh,
and to think that they actually put us in control of the little Bunsen burner.
We did. We had lighters
burner.
And all kinds of stuff.
In science class. I mean, yes. That's the good old days right there. So you lose a hair, it grows back, right? Thanks, Quint. 888-922-7234. 888-9-AB-RADIO is the phone number. Here's news.
The Roundup with Ashley Page.
Well, children with a lazy eye are more likely to become adults facing an array of serious health problems, according to a new study. Kids diagnosed with amblyopia are more likely to develop high blood pressure, obesity, and diabetes as adults, according to this new research. They also face an increased risk of heart attacks in adulthood. A professor of ophthalmic epidemiology with the University College London says the study doesn't prove that lazy eyes directly cause the health problems. It's just a marker to look out for.
Okay.
So St. Patrick's Day, we know it's coming on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Krispy Kreme fans across the U.S. are super excited because the donut chain has launched their St. Patrick's Day collection. It's now available in shop and for pickup or delivery through their app and the website. Mm-hmm. You can also get some of the donuts from the collection in a 6-pack delivered fresh daily to select grocery stores.
Do you know what else is coming for St. Patty's Day?
What?
My name is Cookie O'Puss, the fresh caramel ice cream cake.
Yeah, the Cookie O'Puss fresh Carvel ice cream cake. That's what
that
I remember.
That was your favorite.
Yeah, the Cookie O'Puss from Tom Carvel. Oh, come on. Fudgy the Whale for Dad's Father's Day, and then Cookie O'Puss for St. Patty's Day. That's what I think of.
All right. Well, go check your local store then.
I will.
The National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences have announced the 51st Annual Daytime Emmy Awards, taking place on June 7th, live on CBS at the Westin Bonaventure Los Angeles. The Lifetime Achievement, honoree, nominations, host, all of that will be announced in the coming weeks. And that's your news roundup.
Ashley and Brad.
Thanks for being a part of the Ashley and Brad Show. What is an excellent tailor-made topic for the Ashley and Brad Show? This would be it right here. When you get in your automobile,
yes,
and you press right there on the steering column,
mm-hmm,
you're going to hear something like...
Okay.
Or... A little Caddyshack reference there, but chances are your horn is... I would love for this to become a way to every car. Every automaker in the world should allow customizable horns.
Oh, I agree. Some kind of an... even though like a dealer upgrade, I would pay more for a louder horn because my girlfriend and I were driving the other day, car cut in front of her. She hits the brakes and hits the horn.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I was like, that's your car. It was like a little meep. And I'm like,
yeah.
I, I'm sure they didn't hear you.
And I know people around town have them.
Yeah.
But the train horn.
I know.
In the trucks is my absolute favorite.
Because it scares people.
Because it doesn't matter where you are. And if you hear that train, you're like, oh, there's a train. No, there isn't. But
That I've heard that one myself. But would you like the option? Because I would love to have, and maybe not the Caddyshack horn, but to be able to make it louder.
Yeah, I mean, I know that the Teslas have, you know, a number of options.
Right, they do. That's for the blinkers, which is really funny inside the car.
Which is hilarious. But if I could hook my soundboard up to
my own. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, come on.
I think car dealers need to start really looking into this.
Yeah.
Ashley and Brad.
Game time on the Ashley and Brad Show. It's time to play the game that's probably in your game closet that everybody's played. It's called Scattergories. Where we play it a little bit differently here on the radio. So we each have six categories. They're different. Normally when you're playing a group, it's all the same categories.
Right.
But we do have the same letter, and I've got the octorombo dodecahedron sided die here. I'm going to roll today's letter, today's letter is R. R is today's letter, so I will begin the timer, and we will read our categories and try to answer them. Are you going first reading to me, or what, how do you want to do it?
Sure, okay. I'll go first.
All right. I am ready with timer and go.
Give me a nocturnal animal.
Raccoon.
Okay, clothing brand.
Reebok.
Okay, profession with a uniform.
RN.
Okay, book turned into a movie.
Rob Roy. Rob Roy.
Wow. Yoga position.
There's got to be a reclining something. A reclining something.
Sure. Okay. And because Pie Day is tomorrow, a type of pie.
Rhubarb. Under the wire.
Wow. Nocturnal animal, a raccoon.
Yeah.
A clothing brand, Reebok.
They probably make clothes and t-shirts.
Profession with a uniform and RN.
Yeah.
Books turned into a movie. Rob Roy, you made that up.
No, that's
a drink.
No, it's a movie. It was a Liam Neeson movie from, I don't know, the 90s.
I believe because you know every movie that was ever made. Yoga position, a reclining.
There's got to be reclining something. Isn't there reclining spider? I don't know. Reclining bound angle pose.
Reclining hero.
Okay, there you go.
All right. You so got lucky with that.
I did. And then finally, rhubarb pie. Okay.
And then rhubarb pie. Very good. Very good.
Different categories, same timer, same letter. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go. An aquatic animal.
I don't know. Pass.
A drink.
Root beer.
Ways to get here from there.
I don't know.
Expensive foods.
Pass. Wow. I don't know.
TV show.
Go back. Give me another one. Give me the first
car
one.
Car part.
Radiator.
Aquatic animal.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
That was horrible.
That's close to a flame out, which I don't think anybody's ever done that on Scattergories.
I got 2 out of 6.
Yeah, so aquatic animal, nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, reef fish, maybe? I mean,
I don't know about that.
Drink, root beer.
Yeah.
I thought for sure you were going to say Rob Roy. You even said
I did.
Ways to get from here to there, or from there to here is...
What mode of transport? What would be a riding mower?
Rideshare.
There you go.
Okay, expensive food, nothing.
I don't know fancy schmancy with the food.
Ribs. Have you bought ribs in a while?
Do I eat ribs?
Well, that's what I... Okay.
Okay. Well,
When our young son eats ribs, I'm like, oh, buddy, take those easy because they're...
You get one. You get a rib.
TV show? There's... Come on. Roger's Neighborhood, comma, Mister.
Roseanne.
Okay.
Riverdale.
Yeah.
Roswell.
Oh,
man.
Exactly. Okay.
Man.
None of those did you. And you got Radiator, I think, didn't you?
I did. I said Radiator.
All right. 2 out of 6, like you said.
Ashley and Brad.
Fun fact time with us, Ashley and Brad, saving the last break of the day, each and every day, to bring you this little interesting tidbit of info that takes place on the 13th. Of March. Today is National Good Samaritan Day.
Yes, and it recognizes the unselfish actions of those who provide help to somebody who needs it.
Yes.
The term You probably knew this, but it comes from the Bible.
It does.
Where a Samaritan helped a stranger who had been robbed and beaten and left to die on the side of the road. And the Samaritan cleaned up the man, his wounds.
Paid for his stay.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yes, at the inn.
Yeah.
This day was chosen because back on this date in 1964, Catherine Kitty Genovese was murdered near her home in New York City.
Right.
Something or someone interrupted the killer twice that night, and if just one of them had stepped forward,
she
would be
alive. This was a famous story because it was near apartment buildings, and the police questioned lots of people, and everybody said, oh, yeah, I heard something.
I heard something, but nobody investigated and looked, and she would have survived.
Oh, that's right.